Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Program is brought to you by our good friends over at Birdies. It's Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf, located right there in the historic downtown region of South Main Street. August is membership special month, and that means that you can buy a full membership and receive a six-month practice membership free of charge. You get details on both memberships at the website golfatbirdies.com. Also, during the month of August, you get discounts if you book your tee time in advance at golfatbirdies.com. 40% off for four players or more, 30% off for three players or more, 20% off for twosomes, 10% off for singles. But again, you got to book your tee time in advance at golfatbirdies.com. Three full simulators right there at Birdies, full service bar, great TV selection. They're also downtown's headquarters for EPL soccer. So if you want to go and watch the footy on Saturdays and Sundays, they'll be open at 9 a.m. to do so. Also, Birdies makes a great spot to host your fantasy football draft. If you want to do so in person, just go and call today about one of the big screens at Birdies. Golfatbirdies.com. Go ahead and book your tee time today. Let's get in the list. Let's go with Nicole Auerbach. All right, so David Teal, who does a good job covering Virginia Tech, he has written that Whit Babcock, who is the AD for Virginia Tech, has a meeting at the board, and he has told the board that, quote, our resources don't match our expectations, end quote. He also repeats the prediction that he believes the Big Ten and the SEC will follow the ACC's lead on unequal revenue distribution based on success and brand powers. So the reason why we put Nicole on the list is she has, quote, tweeted David Teal's report and said, I do not think anyone would be shocked if the Big Ten and the SEC adopt unequal revenue sharing in the future. So there's a couple of things here. Number one, I think that it's very interesting. By the way, I think Whit Babcock's telling the truth, but there's not many ADs that go on the record saying our expectations and our resources do not line up, especially a guy that's somewhat under fire and a guy that's not exactly been nailing his coaching hires. Now, I think what he would also tell you is there's a reason for that and that the expectations aren't lining up. But what I would like to get into about Nicole's report, I can see where the Big Ten is going to do the unequal distribution. So for those who are raising their hands saying, like, what does that mean? The ACC has adopted a policy that they're handing out money based upon television ratings, based upon how far your team goes. Like, there's a success element and a television element that goes into it. I can buy that the Big Ten would do it because the Big Ten has already had several uneven, like, for instance, Oregon and Washington are not getting the same amount of money that USC and UCLA are getting. Rutgers and Maryland do not get the same amount of money that the rest of the Big Ten is getting. I would be a little bit surprised to see the SEC do this because, for better or worse, like, one of the SEC's kind of, like, they hang their hat on this is that Vanderbilt's vote matters as much as Alabama's. And all of them have all come in. Everyone has gotten a full share. Now, where you could tell me difficulties arise is if they're going to have to start taking teams and ESPN says, like, for instance, it's really easy to say everyone comes in and gets a full share when you're inviting Texas and Oklahoma to your league. ESPN is going to sit there and go, yeah, we'll pay full price for that. But if they find themselves in the position where they're going to have to, where ESPN's like, we're not probably paying full share for that. Then they're going to have the decision, though, of do we even invite these people? And so I do think the Big Ten is much more comfortable with this, of not exactly paying everyone equally. It would surprise me in the SEC.
Yeah, you're right, because the SEC is such prestige. I think it's a kind of fair, though, Jeffrey. Maybe not year one, but I think after you have been somewhere multiple years, whether it's a three-year probation, things should go a kind of about your productivity. Like, football runs the SEC. It's a billion-dollar industry. I love Vanderbilt academics, but for to say that they should get the same cut that Georgia and Alabama getting, I don't know if I can say that.
I mean, it's kind of like, though, it's similar to, like, the NFL. Like, the Jaguars' check is the exact same as the Cowboys' check from the league. Now, do the Jaguars, are they worth as much money as the Cowboys? No. Do they have as lucrative of other deals? No. But in terms of the check that the league gives them is the same. Now, I guess the thing, I do think it is, the reason why I'm curious about this, for this move to actually happen, one of the schools that's never been willing to do it, like, for all the SEC fans that whenever they play Alabama and they say that the officials are getting paid by Bama too, Bama has never sat there in the SEC office and said, what's Vandy doing here? What's Mississippi State doing here? Why are they getting this money? Which is what Clemson has done, what Florida State has done. Honestly, it's what Michigan and Ohio State do, but they do it a little more tastefully. It would have to come from one of those schools doing something that they've never done before. Does that mean that because it's never been done, that it won't happen? Absolutely not. But that would be a change of how those schools have always operated.
Yeah, I think outside of, like you said, Mississippi State or South Carolina, which is pretty, they've been pretty competitive lately on the low, South Carolina, Vandy, I think any new schools that the SEC bring in would be some pretty good schools.
You know what they need to start bringing in? Losses. They keep bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. Like, bring in some schools that are going to lose some games. Like, for instance, when the Pac-12 adds SC, UCLA, come on down too. Like, Washington and Oregon, like, we'll bring in, like, it's like they bring in one brand that's going to win and one brand that's not. Like, it's like, keep it even.
Yeah, the SEC gets tougher.
I know Oklahoma didn't have great success last year, but it's like, you think Alabama wish they wouldn't have invited Oklahoma last year?
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma is still,
they still have national championship aspirations.
Yeah, legendary school that, but my thing is the schools they talking about bringing, yeah, they not taking L for, like, the schools that want to get in, like the Clemsons and Florida State's, like, these guys all won national championships. I haven't really heard Miami around it, but I'm sure they will won't in.
I mean, Miami wants out, but it's also unclear to me what's Miami's spot. Because while Miami's got the brand, what we're starting to see is a lot of these small private schools. You and I have talked about this. If you're trying to project out for, like, the next 25 years, I do worry about some of these private schools, because if you have the situation that Miami has right now where John Ruiz is a billionaire and he's comfortable paying to have his teams be good, like, that works. What if something happens to John Ruiz? Is Miami still operating that way? Because it's not a big school. And, like, you compare it to these Big Ten schools where it's like half the league has 60,000 students and like then you start thinking about the alumni networks and whatnot. Like it really starts to become, if we're just going to this universe where all that matters is who's got the biggest brand, well, like, I don't know like what Miami's future is. Does that mean they can't get it back? Like, no. They were a couple of plays away from being undefeated last year.
Yeah, playoffs. I think Miami will be fine. I think Miami do have good alumni, although we small. You know, I think it is other billionaires as well to help out. Now, if Miami ever leave the ACC, this might sound crazy, y'all. I see them more going to the Big 12 than I do the SEC or A. And I'm just saying just from a style of play, because it's like the SEC, it sounds like they're more on Clemson and North Carolina for some reason, right? And then you hear the Florida State, Miami, like the SEC can't take six teams. Will it? We'll be at 20-something. I mean, I know I'm exaggerating, but at some point, I think they got to put a max on these college teams, like 16 or 18. We can't get to the point where it's 20-something teams in no conference.
So that sounds like a challenge. I mean, I'm with you in the sense of at a certain point, it's like, what is this even a conference anymore? Like, how can you call it a conference when you're going to basically spend, you know, let's say they take the ones that are rumored, and I'm still not sold on these, but let's play the game out. Let's say they're going to take Florida State. They're going to take Clemson. They're going to take North Carolina. So that puts them at 19, correct? Because they're at 16 right now. So they're going to have to, you're not sticking at 19. You're taking somebody else. Do you take Miami? Do you try to take UVA?
Often said, if you say you want another loser, people are saying UVA was in there.
I mean, I would take, that's exactly what I would do. But
Louisville? Is that, am I off? Is that what that meant?
No, he was counting.
Oh, my bad.
But it did look like he was counting like he was German in Inglorious Bastards.
I was gonna say, I ain't heard Louisville.
I just go left to right. No, yeah. I think Louisville's
I think,
not moving.
I think Louisville's going to the question I have is, how much of the ACC's able to find a new home versus does it get to a point where the league is done, or do they just lose a handful of teams and they try to backfill?
I know this sounds crazy, but not crazy. Once the Pac-12 get it all back together, just for the kids' sake, Stanford and Cal should go to the Pac-12. I mean,
but they won't do it because they're so, like, they're not going to be in the same, they do not want to be in the same conference that Fresno State's in. There's an institutional arrogance.
Yeah, but they're not as much. Now, academically, yes, but sports-wise, they don't. I'm going to say this. If you take academics out of it, y'all know everybody who watch sports don't know like us, the academics. Some people just watch the love of the game, right? And they don't know about how many rich people are at Stanford and Cal, which is loaded, right?
Lots of them.
Yeah. People don't look at them sports-wise as the UCLA's. And you see, like, you know, people could see them going to the Big Ten. When they jumped over the Big Ten and went to the ACC, I even know coaches.
Well, they didn't jump over the Big Ten. They didn't get in.
And so they had to find another route. You know, it's even me when I fly. I don't know if y'all do this thing, but even if a flight is cheaper, like, okay, I go to Vegas often. I'm never getting on the flight to go to Charlotte first. If I have a connect, it has to go to either. If I'm going United, it got to stop in Dallas or Phoenix. If I'm going
what
Delta,
about Chicago?
I might do that because it's straight up. If I'm going Delta, but I prefer it to go to Utah. You know what I mean?
Just got to be Salt Lake. Yep.
God, I just had this problem. We flew San Diego to Atlanta back to Memphis.
There's nothing worse than watching on the map on the back of your seat, watching you fly over your city.
Atlanta, not bad. I'm going
to
say
it's
why.
At least but then you have to be in the Atlanta airport.
Actually, I don't know if you ever got stuck in an airport.
I hate the Atlanta airport's the 11th circle of hell. And I do give them credit. They are able to move unbelievable amounts of people relatively reasonably. With that being said, I hate that place.
I can see that because one thing Atlanta airport messed up about is like when you touch down, anytime you got to get on a train and stuff and you type for time and it's a train.
That's why I hate DFW. DFW has done me dirty.
You're talking about Dallas.
Yeah. Yes.
The reason DFW dirty, though, is because at least in Atlanta, you know you're getting on the train. DFW, you don't know if you got to go to the skyline. You don't know if you can walk.
Now, is there a bus involved? Yeah. Now, I've had a DFW flight and a Denver flight. When you see the bus come out on the tarmac, how did people live like this?
Now,
done that at Fort Lauderdale.
If you on some lazy stuff, Charlotte is the only airport this big that you literally have to walk to every gate. So if you on E, you have to walk all the way.
I don't mind Charlotte.
You don't mind Charlotte?
I don't mind it. It's not that bad.
So
I can rock with it.
I lived in North Carolina, I lived closer to Greensboro because I lived in Winston.
Okay.
Greensboro Airport was like 20 minutes. It was like an hour and 20 to drive to Charlotte. I was in the camp of, I know why people hate the Charlotte Airport. I didn't hate it. I could deal with it. But to your point, if you are someone that is connecting through Charlotte and your flight lands in C and then you've got to get over to E, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, because you gotta walk. So
you have to go back. Like when you go back to the lobby and you see everyone like in that little like middle circle area. And I've still got like another mile to walk. Like, yeah, no, that's tough.
So not being greedy, guys. I know I didn't say this a lot. I need to lose weight. So I'm going to September 1st now. Okay, after Labor Day.
Diet starts then.
Labor Day, and it's really sad because when I go on my little diet for 2, 3, 4 days. And then I try to sneak and eat some, and I hear my daughter like, "Daddy, I thought you was on a diet."
the worst.
And she's busting me out. But the thing, I mean, we just got some good food in the South, man. And the thing is,
preach.
I enjoy Atlanta and Dallas Airport the most only if I'm having a long layover. Some cities, let's say you even cancel a flight, it gets rough real quick, stuff closed. Atlanta Airport is like another city. I mean, they have five-star restaurants. They have bars. They have seafood. They have massage places. They have a lot of – Dallas Airport actually have, like, Papa Do's in there. You know, so for me, I know this is coming from a greedy guy.
They have a Whataburger. I know that.
If I'm stranded, I want convenience. You get what I mean?
This is true. This is good because there have been times where I've had either flights delayed and then I've had a reroute. And one time I had that and I was stuck at Midway. Almost overnight.
Not a good place to be stuck.
No.
Because also
desert.
Because at least to his point, at least in Atlanta, most of the time they have extra planes for Delta. Assuming you're flying Delta.
But when your stuff is going to be open.
But like, well, if you're at Southwest and you're at Midway, well, Southwest doesn't, like, that's their focus city, but their planes are throughout the country. And so they're trying to reroute something back. It's a lifelong hatred of Delta. And there's nothing more synonymous with Atlanta than Delta. And I'm just like, I hate them so much.
It's so many places to Atlanta.
Salt Lake literally named the stadium after Delta.
Yeah. So Salt Lake, that's why I mentioned Utah. You know, you go Salt Lake.
I have a bone to pick with SLC. I have had more flights delayed and canceled there. And it like in the spring and summer. What the hell? Y'all don't have weather. How is this possible?
See, I never had Salt Lake problems because I don't go through. You know a hidden gem for Delta?
Also, Salt Lake, highest percentage of dogs crapping in the floor. Every single one of those blonde-haired Mormon moms has like a 5-pound dog that's just crapping all over the floor. Like, get over it. The dogs are not for flying. God.
You know a hidden gem, though, that Delta do?
Detroit?
Although Detroit's my favorite
airport in the United States of America.
I was say, although you hate Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, Delta actually is pretty unique. Like, their other hubs are like Detroit, Minnesota, Salt Lake. Like, so it ain't like they picked no other. I think maybe somewhere in
They picked all the other Northwest hubs except us.
Oh, these was all Northwest.
Yeah. Detroit,
hubs.
Minneapolis, they were hubs. Newark was actually continental.
Okay.
But I think Newark is now United.
And I guess, yes. Yes, Newark is out of
United.
United bought Continental, Delta bought Northwest.
Newark is United.
Yeah, Newark 100%. Is New United. San Francisco is United. I guess the people see that we fly a little too much on this show. Chicago have a United hub. Houston have
that
a United hub.
Chicago, O'Hare. O'Hare is United and American.
Yeah.
Midway's obviously Southwest. DFW is American.
Yes.
I can do this all day if y'all want.
Denver is United and Southwest and Frontier.
Yes.
Southwest Chicago, too. Houston is Midway. United and Southwest.
Well, there's two. Bush is United.
United.
That used to be the Continental Hub. That's United. Hobby is Southwest.
Ain't Dallas Second Airport Southwest, too?
Love.
The first one
Love.
Is United.
DFW, no, DFW's American.
American.
Charlotte's American because Charlotte bought U.S. Scareways.
Charlotte is definitely American. Miami is American.
Miami's American. Philly is American.
D.C. is American.
D.C., one of the D.C.'s. Reagan, I think, is American.
Phoenix is American.
Maybe it's Dallas. Phoenix is definitely American because U.S. Scareways, again.
Yeah, man. That's
Miss U.S. Scare. There was nothing quite like, is this thing going to land? There was always a great thrill.
So we
Looking
got
at
on
you,
it.
Allegiant.
We Allegiant is well, I don't know what Allegiant is, but I do know from
Allegiant is basically Vegas and like Fort Lauderdale.
I was just gonna say. Now one thing I will say about
seasonally, different parts of Florida.
Yeah, but actually, the truth is Allegiant is Vegas, and we'll see.
I was just gonna say.
What time of year is it?
Yeah,
you'll find out when
you
check for
in
them.
The summer, they do have like an 8-week. Time where they go to Destin.
Yeah, they have
flight.
I think it's to Fort Walton. Yeah.
So it's their fault because the rest of the year, that direct flight down there goes to Tampa or St. Pete, you know, one of those two.
I think it's St. Pete. They ain't going to never go to no big city outside of.
They do like the Sanford Orlando, not the MCO, but the one that's
the
like whatever,
yeah.
Kind of
so
like north and west.
It's going to be the St. Pete Airport family down there. Every summer, we're like, can we go down there?
See, but
nah,
I'm
don't
the
have
opposite
one
of you. I agree if all things... So I... If you want to... If everyone wants to throw stones of Richie Rich here, that's fine. I refuse to go below Southwest. So Southwest is my floor. I have no problem with Southwest. I'm upset about the bag fee, but I'll get over it. I don't ever... When people complain about the seating thing, it's like, I know the rules going in.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. I refuse to go below it. So if I'm going to Vegas, I do not do the Allegiant flight. I do the if I get to book it, I'm flying United. If my wife's booking it, I get to kick and scream and bitch and moan about how I don't want to take Delta, and then we take Delta.
So Jeffrey, where you are, it ain't the Richie Rich stuff. I can see some people looking at you like that. So just for our listeners that's not flyers or who are flyers, in America, the big four is Delta is number one. American is two, United is three, and Southwest is four. So anything under that is considered a
low cost carriers. Please, guys. Let's adhere to the rules.
Yeah, discount. Now
we're not respecting Spirit Airlines around here. Come on.
Well, so, we don't even know if they're gonna fly this week.
So this is what I would say to that. I got to take up for them, guys. Coach Herod is taking up, guys. This on here. The reason I don't have as many points as I should have. Living in Memphis, because we don't live in Atlanta, I am taking any straight flight. So I have...
You and my buddy Heppel's the same way.
Yeah, so I go to Vegas often, or if you want to go to L.A., and unfortunately...
We still have an L.A. flight.
We got a Delta.
It's at 6 a.m., and it's like the most expensive flight literally in the country.
And then it comes back at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But Spirit and...
I used to
have
five a day.
Spirit and Spirit and Allegiance, they actually... has straight flights to Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Vegas, and L.A. And unfortunately, when I'm with my daughter, layover sometimes, you never know if they're going to make it. So I just be like, now the first time I got on Spirit, I'm going to be real with you. I was even Googling what kind of flight it was and has it ever been in a crash, knowing, okay, it passed that was just dumb of me because
if it really was... a coin flip of whether or not this thing was going to land, they would not be flying.
They wouldn't be flying. You have to go through. Now, this is when I gained respect about Allegiant. When the Raiders built their new thing, I say, they got to have something. There's no way they would be representing this billion-dollar, am I wrong, stadium. So it gave me a little bit more, like, respect
for
them.
Well, that would be the reason they'd tell you they bought the naming rights, is it makes you feel like, oh, they bought a new stadium in Vegas. Like, this must be a good brand. But, I mean, the problem is, in America, a lot of the low-cost... It's why I didn't have a problem when JetBlue and Spirit wanted to merge. Like, it's very difficult as a low-cost carrier to actually make it. And so Allegiant is kind of banking on, all right, let's buy the naming rights, and if these other carriers that are our competition start falling by the wayside, which historically they do, we will still be the brand. It'll just be them. And they're playing the game that it's a lot like, remember when gambling first got legalized in the States and you had all the companies that were advertising? Well, what eventually starts to happen is every state sits there and we realize, like, all right, we got FanDuel and DraftKings, because all the other ones end up sitting there going, we can't beat these people, and they fall by the wayside. So what Allegiant is trying to do is, all right, we're trying to sustain, and it's just going to be us and Southwest in the end.
In the end. You know, you against, it's funny that Jeffrey is against, like, Delta is considered like the most premium.
Okay. Exactly.
Am I wrong,
this is
George?
Why. No, this is why. Delta is probably, if I'm sitting there, if I'm really stacking it up, Delta is probably the nicest.
Okay.
But Delta thinks that they're a Mercedes S-Class, when in reality, they're a C-Class. And they have the attitude, and they have, like, literally, it's the chick that hasn't been hot for 25 years, but she's still got the attitude.
Yeah.
That's always been my problem with Delta. It's like, yeah, you're slightly nicer, but you are not nice enough to A, justify the cost, and B, justify the attitude.
So why do you love United so much? Because outside of going to Denver and New York, the flights out of Memphis, they give us the United. Even the New York flight is one seat and one. It's very small.
Hey, know how to book your flights, baby. You can always check the planes. Yeah, I do not book based on times anymore. I book based on planes.
See, that's
this
why I'm messing
has a
up.
Spreadsheet. Yes. He is Googling what kind of plane
this
it is, when it was built.
An absolute
Yeah, because Memphis got a lot of... I didn't know United Flights was big one day until once I got to Houston and it was going, I'm like, oh, this is one of the most big, but Memphis have a lot of small United Flights.
What it really boils down to is a lifelong hatred of Delta.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm still bitter about the Northwest air quotes acquisition. You know what we mean. And so everyone here is going to fly Delta. And so they want to fly, like everyone that's flying one of the main carriers wants to fly Delta. So I view United ahead of everybody else. So I'm going to fly United in the hopes that if I ever start flying a lot again, you get a little bit of status.
So you think United is ahead of American?
Yes.
People either love or hate American. Like, they either going to be doing great at one point, then you go get 50 delays. But I think America on the U.S. chart is 2 and United
so
3, unless it didn't switch.
My favorite statistic of the last 2 years did not happen on a sporting field or court.
Okay.
Southwest Airlines had its computers shut down multiple days, multiple times in the year 2023. American Airlines still led the country in cancellations and delayed flights, despite the fact that Southwest had like 5 total days where they did not fly.
Wow.
Now, I also know the workings of American was trying to position itself right before the pandemic as, all right, everybody else, United and Delta, they were trying to go for luxury business flyers. All right, we're probably not going to compete in that space for a lot of reasons. And so what they were trying to do was when those, because those companies basically, like, they just want to fly everyone from Memphis to either Chicago, Denver, Houston, or for Delta, fly them to Atlanta, fly them to Detroit, Minneapolis, fly them to their hubs, and then you leave. So everyone's connecting no matter what. What American was trying to do is, all right, let's start going into those cities and offering direct flights to popular destinations. So, like, if you remember for a while, we had, like, an American flight to Boston. We had, like, an American flight to Tampa. Like, they started having a bunch of them. But what happened during the pandemic was we weren't flying. And so what's the highest, what costs the most money when you're not flying? It's your pilots that are not flying. And so they offered most of their pilots, they offered them buyout early retirement. And so a lot of those pilots are like, screw it, give me the money. And then they wind up with this pilot shortage and they've got all these routes and all these planes that they've got and they don't have the people to fly them.
Yeah, because they did. I think that was big. And they came with Boston. That was pretty big. They came with Philly, America.
I think we still have the Phoenix flight.
We still got like,
I think that one's on a small one too, though.
Phoenix flight. We got Boston still, though. I think
that's
it is.
That's a Delta, though.
That's Delta
That's
now?
That's Delta Connection, yeah.
Well, these are the cities, too, while we on travel. If we could get, like, six more cities straight flight, it'll make my day. If we could get, like, because we got a lot of them. Well, I like I tell you, I go whatever airline taking a straight flight. So I'm with them all. But if we could get, like, a straight flight to, like, Indianapolis, just some, you know, some of the simple stuff, Knoxville, not well, saying New
Allegiant,
Orleans.
Allegiant's there for you.
From where?
Allegiant starting the Knoxville flight.
I think we need that.
They're doing it. They're doing it
now,
in time for football season.
Now, Southwest started the Nashville flight. I'm not sure you need that or not, but some people don't want
to.
You know,
I mean, the only reason to have the Nashville flight is you can fly to Nashville, and then from Nashville you can fly. But it's the same concept. You're just flying somewhere to fly out.
Yeah, but Indianapolis, Knoxville, because it's like take too long to get to Indianapolis
well,
sometimes.
Indy's not a bad drive.
But Indy's that weird city where
New Orleans need a straight flight.
I swear to God,
New Orleans.
Indianapolis is more is the city that I swear to God is from, like, it's 6 hours there from more cities than anywhere in the country. Like, I swear you wake up and you're like, that place is only like 3.5-4 hours from Indy. Like, it makes no sense, but, like, that's why the Big Ten put their all their stuff there.
Louisville need a straight flight, too. Like, it just don't make sense, because you have to drive. What, if I got to go to Atlanta first, it just don't make sense to fly out there if I have to stop for somewhere that's less than 6 hours to drive.
I just miss Northwest.
What'd you say your rule was?
It used to be 6, but now it's almost like I basically have to change time zones or, like, multiple time zones to fly. Like, now, like, what used to be when you had all the Northwest flights down to the beach, like, we'd even fly to the beach. Now, I don't even think about looking up what it would cost to fly to the beach.
Yeah, it makes
I'm just
it too
driving.
Hard.
And so, like, that's, like, 8 hours. Like, now it's just gotten to the point where it's, like, it has to be something you basically can't drive in a day.
Yeah. San Francisco need a straight flight. If we get, like, 6 more straight flights, I would love it. Like you say, the beach that they do to Fort Walton, that should be all year round. Or to, like, a Tampa or St. Pete. That
I mean, they'll tell you the same thing. If it would make us money, we'd have it.
I think people would.
I was going to say, I've taken that Allegiant
empty.
Flight. I've taken that
realize,
Allegiant to a St. Pete.
Do y'all realize how hard
bad.
It is to make money on a flight? You basically have to be full now.
Yeah.
With prices. Like, it's just insane. Like, it's one of those things where I understand what they're doing. I just miss when we were a hub and that didn't matter. And I just had 5 flights to basically anywhere I wanted to go. Pick a time.
I heard Northwest, they was telling me, every time I'm on the plane with some older guy, cause I didn't fly. It sounded like Jeffrey flew a lot as a kid. I didn't fly a lot as a kid or whatever. But, like, even Raleigh, North Carolina, everybody was saying, that should be a straight flight. It's like too
hard.
Well,
we got the Breeze Airways coming this fall.
They go to Raleigh, North Carolina?
They're going to, apparently.
What is that?
Raleigh and Tampa. It's the people that started JetBlue.
So how big is the plane? Because some of these planes,
I think they're doing the low-cost thing. I think they're all flying 737s, Boeing.
Is that Breeze?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I think they're doing the Tampa flight.
They are definitely doing
the
Tampa
You're
going
to be
flight.
The poster child. You're going to test that out for me before I do
I'm supposed
it.
To go to Tampa for New Year's. I went to Orlando because I want to go somewhere as hot. I don't New Year's. And I went to Orlando last year, supposed to go to Tampa this year.
Go down to Tampa. Most of the times the Lightning will throw down a game or two around that time of year.
Okay.
Go to a hockey game down there. That place gets packed out.
Jeffrey, I know you never would know this because you don't fly discount. But
I have rules now. There's a reason why I have the rules.
But discount sometimes don't be discount because this is what make it irritate.
Well, yeah, that's why I
just
quit
give me
doing
my
it.
Full. Now I got to do bags. One time they told me I booked the flight and they made it sound like I didn't have a seat. I'm like, so am I standing up on the plane now? Because I just
you find jump seat. Where what about like? Then, am I in the bathroom?
And then it was like I had to pay to pick a seat. And so to me, I rather them just go and put it in one because sometimes. When you add up a bag going and coming, and like you say, Jeffrey, Spirit might only have one flight going to this city. So if it cancels or something, you might can't fly into the next day. So you do have to take all that stuff.
If I also go on a bigger carrier, I can maybe get 53 pounds out of that bag.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what's going to happen in Spirit with Fitz 53. There's about a 58,000 charges that come with it. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll talk some more football when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, boys, we've had some quarterback news. I hope everybody's sitting down for this. Julian Sain is going to be the starting quarterback for Ohio State when Texas goes to town next Saturday. Also, we learned today Joe Flacco is going to be the Browns starting quarterback. Okay, so here's the only thing that I'm curious about. I'll let George set the odds. The first time Joe Flacco doesn't start, who will be favored to start? Because that was the other thing about Gabriel. When you watched Gabriel on Saturday, first off, he looked exactly like Dylan Gabriel does. Like, Dylan Gabriel to me is...
it was par for his course.
He's going to be new Colt McCoy. Like, he's going to play... he's going to be a backup quarterback in the league. He's going to spot start. He's going to be like somewhere between somebody's starter and backup quarterback for like 10 years. That's what it just feels like. But is he going to be more likely to start than Shador? Because I think we can all agree.
No. I don't think so.
Is Flacco going to play 17 games? Does anyone believe it?
I would put the odds on that, of course, in this scenario, barring injury. If everyone stays healthy, I think they give the season to Flacco.
So the only thing that has me thinking no is last year with the Colts, Flacco was kind of garbage.
Was not great.
Like, and Shane Steichen's a good enough coach. Like, there was enough talent around him that I'm like, all right, it might be done. I still wonder, like, I think that you should play Shador as soon as it's over with Flacco. But I do wonder if they're going to do the whole, well, we drafted him higher. Or do we think, is Pickett going to play?
When is Pickett going to be healthy?
How long is this hamstring going to last?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if he's back, say, week five?
Because Shador's got the oblique.
Yeah, and those also so can he's be one of those kind of, nagging. We got to wait and see how long it is.
I just don't. My thing is, if you are between those two, I do not know why you play Gabriel over Shador. Even though I spent all Saturday laughing at the Shador stands have gotten out of control. You got to rein your people in. the Shador stands are like literally Gabriel went right down the field and scored. And so I was like, where's this Nike ad? Are we going to break in?
Oh, you had people.
But I'm also someone that acknowledges like, if you tell me one of those two guys is going to be a quality NFL starter, I'm betting on Shador 100 times out of 100. And it's not even close. Just simply because, like, man, Dylan looks really small.
Yeah, I still don't understand. And I know you say my people. I like Shador. I'm not in the...
The Shador stands. You consider yourself one.
No. I like compared to the quarterbacks. Is that the what you about to say?
I was going
to
say he is, but he's also not going to start swearing at you on Twitter for making fun of the Nike ad.
Yeah. You know, because I can see where that. Well, I feel like Nike too. I know you said he put a call out.
Dylan went to Oregon.
I know you said he put a call out. NBA. I mean, NFL and pros are a little different. Nike know who they can make money off in college, and who they. And I know you said Shador might have had something to do with it. I don't know if he's that powerful yet that he could tell. I think Nike tried to find the right time.
When did Prime leave Under Armour?
Prime never really was with under his school was. You know, he had the school.
But I thought he had the deal too.
I know he grew up as a Nike athlete.
That was what shocked me when he went to Under Armour.
That was out the career, right?
So I thought maybe it was when he went to the Ravens. And so, because Baltimore, Under Armour's a Baltimore company, I was wondering if it was something that. Like at the end of his career, did he meet Kevin Plank? And Plank's like, I'm going to make you an Under Armour guy. Because Shador's high school was Under Armour.
No, what I was saying, I thought it was more the high school stuff when he was at Prime.
No, because Prime, when anytime you'd see him in anything and he was wearing athleisure, it was all Under Armour.
Okay, so during that time.
Yeah, it had to be in Baltimore.
So let me tell you who guy I am. George, y'all don't forget this. My guy just is under the radar, even though he's the number one pick. You know, I'm a Cam guy. I don't know if y'all remember that. We just not getting a lot of attention. You know what I mean? But I'm in the next couple months, I'm driving up to Nashville, and I'm not a jersey guy. I prefer to buy a T-shirt.
Jersey. Love a good shirt.
With the number or no number?
No number.
Yeah,
like,
jersey. I love a jersey, too.
Like, even with all my players in the NBA, like, this ain't – I'd rather get a – T-shirts,
yeah, no,
and I would wear more. I don't know why I don't have the swag. I don't really wear jerseys like that.
The biggest win for me on my San Diego trip was my Matt Carpenter jersey from 2011 still fit. Okay, that was
a big one.
I was able to walk in, and that was quite the win. To your point about Cam, guys, I think Cam might like low key be good this year. This year, like everyone was hammering his numbers. I watched it because that was a Friday night and there was nothing on. And let me tell you what, Falcons Titans got a TV. When Cam went off the field, like I'm not saying the Titans are going to be good. I think Cam could be pretty good.
He's not
this
getting
year
no
because
attention.
Those teams sucked. And I get it. The Falcons were not playing anybody, but the Titans kind of were. Cam still looks a lot like he did last year. Where he's able to buy time, and he is still the best pure thrower of all these guys from this class.
In the class.
That's not even close.
That
throw
really to Van Jefferson that
was
got
a
dropped
dime.
Was
But I'm telling you, it didn't
nice
really
–
y'all talking about it because y'all are pure guys. If some other guys do that at Shador, it would be on SportsCenter for a while. If they showed it, it wasn't that much. Like, I'm not hearing
no, I think,
much Cam.
I think that's good for Cam.
Yeah, stay out the way.
Because I think he likes – I also think, like, hey, man, you can kind of, like – build the old chip on your shoulder.
I was going to say, and from everything I've heard from Cam, he's got the right
mindset. He don't.
Even on that pass, because we just talked, like that throw to Van Jefferson, which that was a great throw. I mean, it was on the money. He said, like after the words they asked him about it, he goes, you know what? I went and talked to Van Jefferson about it. My bad. It was a little bit overthrown. It was a bit outside the body. I got to hit him in the chest. That's on me.
Yeah, he made the mistake.
That's illegal.
That's maturity.
He let him. When Van was running across the field, he did make the mistake of hitting him on his left hand. You know, guy, I guess apparently hit him on the right hand, which would have technically been. It's like, no, Van should have caught the ball. Like, he, like.
No, exactly.
Like, that was like, yes, no, I agree.
Not all young dudes are saying
that. No, I agree with it, but he's playing it the right way. I just bore him, like, I've watched him make a bunch of throws. I'm like, his numbers in preseason are not reflective of how I actually think he looks.
Is it the same rule in football? Like, if your hands touch it, you're supposed to catch it, or they didn't
try? Well, you're asking the wrong person. As someone who used to throw the ball, yeah, no, if your hands touch it, it's a drop.
One more thing, because y'all teaching me something. I enjoy this show because...
In fact, if I also think you could have gone down to the ground and gotten it, that's a drop, too. What if I was trying to protect your body? The DBs were coming up top. Like, yeah,
hospital
I know...
Hospital pass. We, like, can't be throwing it up there.
Herbert had a special one on Saturday night.
My boy Herbert. My guy's
he
doing
good.
He got
a true hospital shot. Guy got concussed.
Oh, that's not a good...
I
question about the Scherzkys right quick before we end. Mm,
yeah.
So, am I saying it right?
Scherzy.
Scherzy.
Think Jersey, but with Scher at the Scherzy. Time. Yeah, Scherzy.
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Half like Jersey, half Scherzy.
Sound like Jersey Shore, but anyway, yeah. Scherzy. When y'all said if the name is just on the front, to me, that means you just representing the team. So, that wouldn't be good. I like the.
Yeah, the number.
I would want the number and the name
on
the
back.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Is that going
that's
too
a
far?
No, that's a truce. You can get, when you're like us and you're in your 30s, jerseys are, because there's always that weird question of, can you still wear somebody's jersey that's significantly younger than you? Jersey, you're totally fine. And it's just a t-shirt.
Yeah,
you're not spending $100
and,
on it.
But it's also not as weird.
Is it weird if you get it like made, because you know you can get a jersey made on your own, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do a custom.
Yeah, like
it's just it gets more expensive. And like if you're just getting, if you just want Cam Ward's, just go to the team shop.
Oh, they have jerseys on all the teams.
And then that way Cam can maybe get a nickel.
But with
out
my
of
NBA guys, like I even have guys that ain't getting a, you know, if I wanted to represent Chris Yozum, I just go.
Like now, what do I do with my Dez jersey?
Ooh.
Because it's not
that's
like
a tough one.
Like this is the first guy whose jersey I have. I guess technically Mark left too. It's like the first guy like where he's going to go and play significant minutes like on someone else's team. So like I don't know what to do with it. But it's like he didn't leave us. He got traded. It's also – it's that –
he's making good points.
It's he's making good points on the money.
It's that jersey that I hate too. It's that City Connect with the block, like the M sticks.
Oh, the M-E-M,
it looks like pretzel
sticks.
Yeah, it was such a dumb design. Nice job marketing.
Why would you get a Scherzky and not the number on – none against Walmart, but if the name not on the back or the number – to me, now it becomes just a general
that's a t-shirt.
Shirt.
That's a regular
like,
shirt.
Yeah.
I think you just do that because it's cheap, right?
It looks cheap. I think. I mean, Walmart has some good stuff, too. Like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, in certain cities, Walmart will represent the college team good and stuff. But if you ain't got, to me,
it's
I want.
Listen, this is a pro Walmart show.
Pro. Okay,
yeah,
y'all like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
To me, well, Scherzky.
Your boy does.
Scherzky. I still want to represent like a certain player. I'm not just here. This is not high school. I'm not just here for the team to have a 49ers shirt. Well, no, that is cool with the 49ers. But I want to represent Cam Ward. I didn't come for the rest of the Titans, even though I do like the Titans. I am coming for Ward.
It's you're definitely coming for Cam. All right, let's hit the music. All right, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I got to give a shout-out to Ben Griffin, who said he was struggling on Saturday and had a four-putt because he overdosed on creatine.
Gotta tell him, impossible.
I was just saying, I don't think it's possible, but I assume that also just means he had explosive diarrhea. I was thinking,
that'll happen.
I think it was just stomach cramps. All right, Coach, good having you back in studio. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. I want to thank Jason Munns for being with us, too. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kinn Show's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.